You are listening to Something Rather Than Nothing. Creator and host, Ken Vellante. Editor and producer, Peter Bauer.
This is Ken Vellante with the Something Rather Than Nothing podcast, and very excited to have a conversation now with Brandi Milne, who is a lovely artist, vibrant works, very well known and loved. Brandi, welcome to Something Rather Than Nothing.
Hello, thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited.
Yeah, and we're gonna get into your art and, you know, into you as a creator and focusing on creators. A cool question I like to ask, so Brandi, you're born. Are you an artist right when you're born?
Yes, absolutely, 100%. But for me, it took me many years, far too long to feel I deserved to be called an artist, you know, to have that title within myself. Other people said it to me, but I really struggled with attaching that title to myself and feeling worthy of it. But 100%.
How long did it take, Brandi, to identity?
I'll say, let's see, 40 years.
Yeah.
That's a long time, right?
Yeah, I don't mind long times. That life's like that, right?
Right. So, yeah. It turns out. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mentioned on the podcast a bunch, like, I started painting or seeing myself as an artist like 3 years ago, and I'm 48. So
right,
long stretches
see?
Are fine.
Yeah.
Long stretches are fine.
Yeah.
Brandi, so getting into your art, you know, I wrote down some words. You know, I'm looking forward to conversations about like surrealism and juxtaposition of, you know, fantastic images. I seen like words like candy coated or the brightness of your work, this playfulness, madness. You grew up in Anaheim. What is this world? Tell us what's going on.
In Anaheim or in my paintings? Very different.
Oh. Well, in your paintings and where they come from. Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. I love those words. I love madness. Playful. Surreal. I feel like, you know, in my life there was a disconnect with, just kind of how I felt inside. And then also like what my thoughts were about that kind of thing. A great divide, a disconnect. So for me, my world that I created and I'm creating, you know, daily, it's always evolving, but it just kind of came out without me knowing what it was, you know, it kind of unfolded for me. The more, you know, obviously you're painting, you're, you know, sitting there for hours with an intention or without an intention. But for me, I just kind of sat there and listened to, I don't know, something deep inside like that I could explore and, you know, kind of create a world around, you know, if that makes sense. So my work is very vibrant. It's candy coated, like on the outside looking in, but on the inside, it's based on like emotions and human experience, self-acceptance, love and loss, you know, grief, all that stuff. So it's kind of hard to say like where it came from other than that disconnect within myself and willingness to kind of explore and listen and take 40 years to understand maybe, you know, and just be dedicated to it, you know. To myself, I guess, to my expression, you know.
Well, yeah, thank you for that.
Does that even answer that question?
Yeah, it does.
Excellent.
And, you know, and I think the thing is about your dedication to it as an individual creator is, you know, you put that out and I'm, you know, out here and I'm able to connect to it. And like immediately on the emotional level, I find that it's like, this seems too fun. Like, is this art? Can I play with this? Is this okay? You know, like there's this whole,
I love that.
Yeah, like there's like a forbidden, like there's a forbidden component to it. And I find that, you know, I know the term with, you know, pop surrealism that's used, but there's this like great enjoyment that I know that people who love that style and love that art that they get out of it, that I think other people be like, I don't know if I'm supposed to look at that. It's too weird.
Right, you know? Right. It kind of evokes like a, do I have permission to explore this? Like, you know, like, It is fun and it is fanciful and doesn't make sense, you know, doesn't always come together and make sense, but it's a wild ride if you allow yourself to go in there, you know?
Yeah. I wanted to ask, you know, I started mentioning like, you know, some art terms, you think about pop and that has, you know, and surrealism, these type of terms. I wanted to delving into a little bit more of like, say, surrealism and those components, your idea of it. But I wanted to ask you, you know, up front, what is art? And you talked about your identity and coming to terms with it and expressing. So you're an artist and you're an incredible artist.
Thank you.
Oh, what is art for you? What is art?
Art. I love this question. Art is expression of the human experience, with no line, like with no boundaries, with, you know, just full abandon, whatever expression you want to take, you know, it comes alive. It comes from you, it comes from somewhere deep inside, even if it doesn't seem that way. It's way deep inside and things that we don't always have access to, you know, like I was saying before. And it's kind of hard to like put margins around that kind of thing, you know, like it is a full expression, you know, it is communication with each other, with other humans that are on their own paths, you know, and it's, I put into my work a lot of emotion and a lot of, deeper thinking. And I feel like I communicate that stuff and people are attracted to it because they are on their own path and they understand within themselves, you know, so in that it's like, I'm expressing what I feel. And then in turn, it's communicating with other people and hopefully landing on a place, you know, within each of us that understands and come together and, you know, understand the struggle of life and the pains and the not just happy stuff. Like my work is, you know, it looks happy, you know, it's vibrant, very colorful and playful, but it isn't always happy, you know, some of it's really sad and deeply felt. So art is expression. Art is all of us communicating in our own unique ways, you know.
I really love your description. I've been over time and doing the podcast and moving towards 100 episodes.
Nice. It's, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. It's very exciting.
It is. And
great guest too.
Great.
But the things I keep hearing are language, communication, emotions, right? And, you know, I'm so deeply interested in that as somebody, as an artist or somebody trying to express themselves, feeling hampered or inadequate or not being able to communicate in other ways and having a lot of stuff to communicate and being like, oh, crap, I think artists like, can talk in a different way and connecting to that language is transformative. And
right.
So I loved your description of it. I'm also an organizer, so it sounded like a little bit contagious and this person's going to talk about it and this person's going to talk about it, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yes, totally. I totally agree with that. Art is language. Art is language. And yeah. For a lot of us, you know, like you just said about, you know, having a lot to say, but not knowing how to say it. That totally resonates with me. And that's how I found my art is that I just, I didn't know how to say things, you know, in my life, throughout my life, I didn't know how to say, and I kind of hid all that stuff in the art, you know, and that was my first language, if that makes sense. You know?
Oh, yeah. Well, so, and we just talk about, you know, what art is. I wanted to ask a follow-up question related to what you said about the role of art, and it's a big question, but mm-hmm. You know, is it to communicate? Is it to disrupt? Is it to process? Is it all those things? What is the role of art?
I love that question. I know art is extremely important, and I suppose that art has a different role in everybody's, you know, in everybody's life. Lots of people don't even pay attention to art. They can't feel art, but they need it. You know, they don't know they need it maybe, but the role of art in the world. You know, honestly, I feel like it is just that it goes back to that feeling of like communicating that we're not alone, you know, that we're not alone. We're yeah. all connected, you know, and
super important, important in recent times with the pandemic to, you know, if you don't have the discourse, face-to-face discourse, it might be some other, I don't know, what would you call like tethers thrown out there to the
exactly.
world.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. You know, it's funny. I thought when the pandemic hit, I thought, you know, I didn't know where art would go, you know, galleries yeah. were closed and museums and my business, you know, I show in galleries and, go to social gatherings, you know?
Yeah.
But really, I feel like in my own business, I feel like people reached out more for art, you know, during the pandemic and during the isolation, I feel like, I felt a huge support, you know, in my own small place on the earth, you know, it really touches me because I know I understand it, you know, it's a freaking crazy time and, scary ass shit going on.
Yeah.
And people really reached out for art and I've heard that, you know, through other artists, you know, in their own businesses. So I know how important it is and how, that thing of, we're not alone. I'm not alone here, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I appreciate your direct comments on that of like, you know, getting through and how to connect. You know, I think it was interesting for me because I started the podcast outside of the pandemic, but the bulk mm-hmm. of it is in the pandemic and now it comes out of the pandemic. And I can't for one assess all that.
Right.
Like,
right.
You know, is, you know, just the experience of being, you know, within it. It was the type of thing where it's like, do you want to talk about art now? And there were two responses. Sometimes it felt like, you know, hells to the no, or absolutely. I don't,
really?
I only want to talk about art right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You know, so, but,
I can't believe people said hell no.
they never, you know, it's yeah. always polite. Yeah. You know, and maybe it's the way I receive hell knows, like if, you know, maybe in my head, if the response was inadequate, I process it as hell no, just right. being honest. But, no, it's been interesting in, you know, the personal pandemics and coming out of it. And there's yeah. most of the world isn't coming out of anything. So it's even,
I know.
You know, like yeah. that type of discussion about what your experience is, but,
Yeah.
Very excited. I know, Brandy, you know, you'll be having, you know, things will be open up, having things in gallery. But before we get, you know, into like maybe some of the physical art and where to find that type of thing, I wanted to go back a bit and to ask you like almost like another kind of like, you know, origin story, like question. But one of the questions I tend to ask guests is, who or what made you who you are?
Woo-hoo. That's a big one. I have to say, my mom in my life growing up, she was, very creative in her mind. She was a writer, and we kind of grew up, my siblings and I'm the last of four kids, and we grew up, she was a stay-at-home mom, and she really was so creative, like, and made this little bubble for us. You know, she would tell us stories, we'd read books, we, you know, she'd make up games. Like, it was a playful environment for most of it, you know. Later in her life, she died about 13 years ago. Not about, she died 13 years ago. Later in her life, she was very depressed. So it kind of changed as life went on for her. But I have to say that even the dark years at home, you know, with her, they really did form what I do now. They really did. So I cannot not mention her for sure. And my husband, Richard, he was basically the first person. I grew up in Anaheim, my experience in Anaheim, there was no art and no appreciation for it, in my bubble, at least. Like, my parents didn't take us to museums or, you know, show us any art. I didn't grow up around other artists, you know. A lot of people were just kind of closed off to it, you know, or not interested. And so my husband, when I met him, he was very supportive of my art, and he believed in it when I didn't, you know, he believed in me when I didn't. And, because of that belief in that I could see in him, I wanted to believe it, you know, so he would encourage me to keep going and try new things and reach out to people and network as much as I could. This was before the internet. So I wanted to believe in myself, and I didn't, but he did. And he had a huge impact on me. And all these years later, we've been together 22 years. All these years later, I believe it. And I can now meet that with him, you know, if that makes sense.
And thank you. And thank you, you know, and personally too, I know a recent guest I was talking to just about the, you know, the highly personal, like, connection of the person that believes in you, or the connection of art and the actual relationship, or the romantic ideals. And I'm not saying it was like that, because I don't know your life, but what I'm saying is, like, I'm always attracted to that, like, deep human connection around, like, the endeavor, because it seems like there's so much more when that happens you know. Involving more people, I guess, right?
Yeah That is a very special thing. And I, at the time, I didn't know, you know, at the time I hadn't seen this happen before. And like I said, I wasn't believing in myself. So I was just kind of going along with it. But looking back, I know exactly what you're saying. Like, yeah, there were other forces at play there, you know,
and the grand design, I believe. Yeah. Belief and faith, right?
Yes,
belief and faith. Yeah. On some level, for some things, you just do it. So, thank you so much for that. So, another big, like, creation question is, as a creator and seeing yourself as an artist and more as your identity as you've gone along, do you ever step back and say, you know, why am I creating? Like, who's it for? Why do we create as humans? Like what are we trying to do?
Yeah. Like, what's the point?
Yeah. Like, what are we up to?
What am I doing? What am I doing here? Yeah, I do. I think that's a good question to ask, like, yourself, you know, and when it comes up, it can kind of feel scary, like a crisis. But I think it's very important to ask yourself, what am I doing here? What is this for? The way that I answered that to myself is like I was saying, you know, this is kind of like a self-discovery process through art, through, you know, my life. And as long as I'm able, I'm going to continue doing it. And I don't know, I just, so the process is for me, you know, the process of, you know, all the hours painting, all the thinking, the looking, the, you know, searching for inspiration or whatever. That is all for me. And then when I put it into a group show or a solo, like a, you know, a gallery, or it goes on display somewhere, that does something for other people. That's not for me anymore. Does that, you know, like I have the process, and that is my, you know, way to look into myself, and then I give it to the world, you know, so to speak. And and so from there, wherever it goes, whoever it touches, whoever sees it, whoever, you know, spends time with it or is thoughtful about it, then they get something for themselves, you know.
Are there pieces you feel like that you need and you couldn't give up?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Well, you don't have to tell us what they are, but these are things that, you know, never, like, they never extend beyond you. They're for
right.
you, and they
yes.
don't go out there,
yes.
right?
Yes, yeah. yes. And when I was first, started showing professionally in galleries years ago, I really struggled with that, because it is such a personal thing between, you know, myself, and how do I invite people into that or put it up on a wall? And what does the relationship become, kind of thing? Am I looking for attention? Am I looking for, you know, am I inviting people to criticize me? What am I doing? So I had to learn early about just kind of giving it out, like giving it back to the world. Or, you know, separating my part from the world's part, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I've had that conversation with artists, and I've also dealt with it myself. And it really comes down to the relationships with the things and the
right.
things that you create. And, I find that sometimes when I've had recently maybe had like a heavier period of producing, let's just say, things uh-huh. that comes to like a point sometimes where I feel like I'm maintaining like too many relationships with all this stuff. Like, I like you, I dislike you, you remind me when I was 4 and terrified,
right.
whatever the heck,
yeah,
anything,
yeah, yeah.
Really,
yeah.
whatever. Yeah. And so,
I feel crowded.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Brandy. I know why I'm talking to Brandy. Yeah, I feel crowded. I could have started being, Brandy, why do you feel so crowded all the time?
Right.
I can tell you, Ken, let's go in and have a moment on the couch. I do appreciate and love the aspects of that, because I it's kind of like the way that I think about it. And just, you know, the ones that you need to look at a particular time to get yourself
right.
straight, right? And
yeah,
And if they weren't on that wall and somewhere else, they would have been thrown into another universe. They don't belong to. All right.
Yeah.
All right. All right. We gotta focus on your mind back again, not what's going on here.
Wait, I like
So, Brandy, I do want to ask the big one too, though I have two or three more questions for you. Okay. I want to ask the big one of we've been talking about things and some things. Why is there something rather than nothing?
I love this question, and I don't know the answer, but
that's okay.
I'll try and put some words out. I think it goes back to the question of faith, or the idea of faith. Believing, you have to believe there's something. You have to. If you believe there's nothing, which I have in my life, very severely, well, what good do I do in the world that way, in that mindset? You know, mm-hmm. I didn't do my best in that, under that, like, set of beliefs of there is nothing. So I believe there's something, I believe there's something, there's whatever reason, whatever role art has, whatever, role we have, what communication, what does it mean? What is it for? I'm not sure, you know, but I know we're here and we're doing it and we're able to, and we create things and, we can think and we can feel, and, those things are very important and they're, it's a miracle. And I, to have a belief that there's nothing, well, you're missing everything, you know, you're missing
yeah.
everything. If you just, if you think about like a, like it's, it could count like sound lame, but if you look at like just a flower, you know, there's lots of them around, you walk by them, you don't pay attention. But if you really do look at that and you think, what is the purpose of this thing? Nobody's going to even see it, but it's beautiful and it's alive and it's giving us something, you know?
Yeah.
Well, that's
it's
something.
Alive.
Yeah, it's giving us life, like
yeah.
literally life. well, that's something. That's not nothing. And
yeah.
So that's very important
yeah.
to believe in something.
No, thank you. I appreciate your wonderful answer, and I think about the components of faith too, and like, and of course, it's one of the greatest songs ever by George Michael
for me.
Definitely,
you know.
that as well. Hey, Brandy, I'm asking this question a little bit differently nowadays, or opening up the opportunity for you to talk about your work, where to find it. But the first part I wanted to start in is like, I'm asking folks now, like in the world, like physically in museums, are there some places and where do they find your work? Like in the world?
Yeah, out in the world right now. I have a painting at Corey Halford Gallery. They are having their 15-year anniversary show. It's a big, big group show. This is the second half. It was so big they cut it in half. And I believe that goes through next month or maybe half. It's up now. So that's at Corey Halford Gallery in downtown LA. And right now, I believe that's all that's out there on display in the world.
And that's a great... well-known, well-regarded gallery down
yes.
In LA. Wonderful.
Yeah.
And you said a group exhibit as well for people to track down there? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Good. Other places to encounter you, find you online, or ways of which, you know, people can experience your art?
I have my website, brandymilney.com. But really, if you look, if you find me on Instagram, it's at Brandy Milney. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And I use Instagram mostly as more of like a daily kind of diary, or, you know, just posting stuff and stories, like inspiration, you know, thoughts, silly stuff, kind of like a diary thing. So find me.
Yeah, Yeah. And in print and magazines, just to bring them up, I'm a adore High Fructose and yes. Juxtapose, places like that. And I've seen you there, right?
Anybody? Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
What was it? 2 years ago, I had a big feature in High Fructose. They're my
yeah.
friends. That's such a wonderful magazine.
Gosh, it's so great talking to you.
This is a great interview. I love these questions. Again, I so appreciate it.
Yeah, and thank you. I mean, it does mean a lot for me to know, because, like, you know, what does a podcast mean? Why talk about anything nowadays?
Yeah,
like,
why do you?
Yeah, I mean, it's why do I?
Yeah.
I can tell you, and thank you for asking it. The reason why I do is, so I'm a trained philosopher. I believe in pitched disagreement in conversation and thinking and openness towards different things. And my firm belief is that by open up some space for a conversation, we can try to get away from the fact that all people seem to want to do right now is kill each other.
Oh my gosh.
You know, like wow. as a pressure valve or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. That's really amazing.
Well, in the space too, is I decided that there wouldn't be, it's independent. I can do whatever I want. So I think for folks to come into non-capitalist, non-hierarchical, feminist, inclusive, talking right. about philosophy, people are reasonably kind of like, what the fuck, for a little bit.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Well, I do it, right? Thank you.
Thank you for doing it. Thank you.
Well, you know, there's an episode. There's my episode where I was interviewed. It was an accident because I got on the phone with the guest, the woman who does the voice for the show. Her name's Rachel Lally, and she was a guest of mine. She's from Dublin. She's lovely and wonderful. And she was on with me because we were both going to do an interview with this Irish poet, a friend of hers. He didn't show up, and she was like, "All right, so now I'm going to interview you." So that's how it went.
I'm gonna go back and listen to it.
I think it's like in the 60s, like 67 or something like that. I was probably like, if I was super cagey, which I remember being, you know, you could take me up on it later.
Yeah.
It's been a great pleasure to talk to Brandy Milne. And Brandy, before we let you go here, I was just wondering if you had anything you just wanted to say to listening audience, something that's on your mind.
Well, I want to invite everybody to my next solo exhibition next year. It's at Corey Helfer Gallery in downtown LA. The opening night is October 29th, and that's 2022. So I want to invite everybody. Everybody's invited. Please come.
Incredible. 2 days before Halloween.
Yeah. Yep.
2022.
Yep.
Brandy Milne, Corey Helford Gallery. You know, I think now some of us feel we can plan for the future a little bit more. And on some of that information, I'm looking to plan for the future as well.
Yeah. How exciting. Yes.
Brandy Milne, thank you so much for your time. It's been wonderful to meet you and wonderful to have a discussion around like life and creating and living. I wanted to let you know from my perspective, podcast perspective, being a guest on Something Rather Than Nothing is a great honor for me and for the show. And I wanted to thank you for that.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me and being so thoughtful and open. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. We'll talk soon. Let's make sure we talk soon, Brandy.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
This is Something Rather Than Nothing.